What do the nurses say? That's a question many Massachusetts voters have been asking as they consider the ballot question that would establish by law how many patients a hospital nurse can handle at any given time. Well, it looks like nurses are about as divided as everyone else on this. A new WBUR poll out this morning finds 48% of the nurses in the state plan to vote for question number one and the new law. 45% are against it. 7% are undecided. WBUR's Martha Biebinger spoke to a sample of the 500 registered nurses we surveyed.
It's 8 p.m. and pitch black outside a coffee shop in South Suburban Boston. A nurse named Kelly sinks into a chair after her 12-hour shift at a hospital down the street.
I'm exhausted. I'm staring at.
Kelly had her usual three patients today on a ward that's one step down from intensive care. But they had extensive wounds, and Kelly only paused for one 30-minute break. Kelly asked that we only use her first name because she says her hospital administrators are pressuring nurses to vote no on question one. Kelly plans to vote yes.
We fight for our patients every day. That's part of our job. And I can't think of a better way to fight for our patients than to assure that there's enough staff on to take care of all their needs.
There's no consensus, though, among nurses about how many is enough. Kelly is among the 41% who say all or most of the six levels of nurse-to-patient ratios spelled out in the ballot question are appropriate. But 38% of nurses don't agree with most or any of the proposed ratios. And 56% say there just aren't enough nurses to make this law work.
My name is Caitlin Hamill, and I've been a nurse for 13 years.
Hamill, who works in an ICU northwest of Boston, is voting no in part because she said she's worried about how hospitals would meet the required ratios, which would take effect 56 days after the election.
They're going to have to pull nurses away from mental health beds, and the state is really short on mental health beds already.
About half of nurses say if the ballot question passes, hospitals are likely to close units or close altogether. Many hospitals already assign nurses the proposed patient ratios on average, but the ballot question says hospitals have to maintain those ratios at all times. And nursing supervisors say that's where the additional costs come in. That's why Michael Goudreau, an RN who manages two units at North Shore Medical Center, is voting no on question one.
If this law passes, this could be multiple $10 million impacts to our operating budget. So I'm fearful of closure of our hospital and other community hospitals.
That's just scare tactics, says Anne, an ER nurse from Taunton, who is voting yes and is also worried about employer retribution. She says ratios would relieve burnout and help hospitals hold on to nurses. Anne says her hospital has the money for more nurses. They spend it on overtime shifts daily.
I work like at least 8 hours overtime a week. I get a text almost every day.
If costs do increase with mandatory ratios, 71% of nurses say it's likely that hospitals will pass them along to insurers, which means premiums will rise.
You know, trickle down. It'll have to come from there. I mean, there's no other way to pay for the costs.
A state report estimated costs could jump by $949 million a year. That moved Jennifer Carr Loveland, who works in a cardiac unit at Mass General.
It was quite a bit of money.
But perhaps some nurses say money well spent. Half of nurses say mandatory ratios would improve patient safety. 19% say safety would get worse, and 29% expect a mixed outcome or no change at all. One in four nurses say they have seen someone harmed during a time when their nurse had too many patients. Heidi Unger Dowd, a nurse with almost 40 years of experience, will vote yes, remembering the times she feels she has let patients down.
I'm not going to say that somebody's died or anything like that. I don't have that personal experience, but I do have experience of patients and family members getting very angry at you because they're feeling like they're not getting their due time from you.
Unger Dowd works at Brigham and Women's, where she's a member of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, the union spearheading the Yes campaign. Among union nurses, support for the ballot question rises to 60%, with 33% opposed. Overall, the poll results vary because nurses' experiences vary, says Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the poll for WBUR.
Nurses who say they're going to vote no are more likely to be very satisfied with their job. They're less likely to say they feel overloaded or have too many patients. They're less likely to have seen negative consequences as a result of high staffing ratios. On the yes side, it's pretty much the opposite.
A split among nurses mirrors a split among voters seen in several recent polls. That's frustrating to nurses who've been lobbying for set patient ratios for more than two decades at the Statehouse and now through this ballot question. While only 15% of nurses say a ballot question is the best way to establish safe nursing rules, many nurses say the vote will feel like a referendum on their work.
I got a decaf iced pecan.
A nurse named Carrie, another yes voter who worries her hospital will retaliate, has joined Kelly at the coffee shop.
I'm really, really upset about it. I'm going to cry.
Go ahead.
It's just upsetting.
Look at that.
I feel like we're just at a loss and we're kind of defeated.
Their post-work conversation drifts to divisions. The ballot question is driving between nurses. This is Kelly again.
It's so sad that something that although it not might not be the best way to do it, was created to try to protect nurses and protect patients, is so divisive amongst the people that they're trying to protect.
It will be a while, says Kelly, before things calm down, regardless of what voters decide about nurse-to-patient ratios on November 6th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.